Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 148. There is no do-it-yourself salvation. Salvation involves more than the forgiveness of sin. If Christ did nothing beyond granting pardon, then we would continue to commit the same sins. But the grace of God involves more than pardon. When the believer truly receives Christ as his personal Savior, Christ by his creative power makes him into a new person in himself. He is born again, this time born of God. Christ gives him a new heart mind, filling him with the Holy Spirit. Christ lives in the believer a life of obedience to the commandments of God. Christ makes the believer right with God, and he keeps him right. The Old Testament unites creation and salvation in one Lord. Thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Creation and redemption are one in the Lord Jesus for our sure salvation. Christ cannot be divided. Acceptance of Christ as Savior includes accepting him as Creator. When Saul of Tarsus encountered Jesus on the Damascus Road, he recognized him as his Savior. But the interlocking truth that Christ, because he is the Creator, is the only Savior, came to him by revelation later on. Then under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit he presented it in letters to the young churches. In his letter to the Colossians, he says that in Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Then he cites the reason, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, all things were created through him and for him. We are saved by the perfect life of Christ lived on this earth, by his atoning death on the cross, by his resurrection, his ascension, and his intercession as our high priest in heaven. But unless Jesus was God the Son and Creator in the beginning, none of these could have happened. If Christ had not been God the Son from eternity and the Creator of all in the beginning, he could not be man's Savior. Preaching Christ must not omit presenting him as God the Son from eternity and the Creator of all. To do so would be to build a house without a foundation. Why have so many who regard him as the Savior lost sight of this Creator aspect of Christ? Did Christ provide a way for him to be continually held in view as the Creator Savior? Has this way been lost sight of by the vast majority? Is there a heaven-sent message for our day to restore this truth to its rightful place in the Gospel? Yes. There is such a message which causes men and women to know Christ as their Savior and friend. It re-establishes their place as sons and daughters of God.